A scientist, a pianist, and an entrepreneur walk into a bar on a Caribbean island. It's no joke. The 2015 collaboration between Australians Dr. Alan Finkel and musician Dr. Alan Zarvod and Sir Richard Branson resulted in a symphony of science and music with an environmental warning for the future. Called the Environmental Symphony, the five movements trace the creation of the universe, the rise of humans, the Industrial Revolution, environmental damage, and hope. Today, to coincide with World Environment Day, ABC Classic releases the Environmental Symphony, performed by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and narrated by Richard Branson. Alan Zarvod died in 2016, but he had been a regular visitor to the Kimberley, a place he had been intrigued with after a tour. His widow, Christine, told me that his environmental work meant so much.
Billions of years ago, the Earth was forming. Lava and rocks, volcanoes storming. Carbon dioxide, methane en masse. Billions of bacteria making oxygen gas.
The narration was written with the layman in mind by Alan, who, as we know, is a neuroscientist and a philanthropist and was Chancellor of Monash and now our chief scientist. It was he who asked Richard if he would narrate the work. And when he accepted and suggested we do it, he suggested that we do it on his island in the Caribbean. So he was very excited at the prospect, saying, "I've never read the narration to a symphony before." The 42-minute work requires a great deal of narration, and Branson threw himself into it.
In the beginning, gases drifted in space.
What do you think he would make of the release by ABC Classic for World Environment Day of the Environmental Symphony?
Oh, he'd be very happy. He'd be very happy that it's come to fruition and the ABC and the MSO are involved and moving it forward. And his aim, of course, was to have it performed around the world. People in every country listen to it and hopefully also have it performed with symphonies around the world and with a narrator from each country narrating in their own language. And that's already happened in Turkey. It was performed in Turkey and in Ankara, in the capital, with a famous Turkish actor narrating in Turkish, and it was very successful. So, you know, it'd be wonderful to see that performed in every country.
Onward, time marches, heavy machines spin. Today is our focus, markets to win.
Peace is moving for you, Christine?
Oh, I think the last movement, Hope for the Future. And I just adore Alan wrote the music to those visuals, and a lot of the visuals depicted wild animals and nature. And that, for me, being a botanical artist, was very special. But every movement has its impact. The beginning is really exciting too, and Alan's music depicts, the beginning of time in a kind of a very exciting way. And then the Industrial Revolution, that impacts very emotionally because we see the not-so-good things we've been doing to the planet and shows large garbage dumps and, you know, the destruction of forests and various things that impact emotionally on us because we think of our children. We think of what are we leaving for our children. We have to clean things up so that the future for our children is bright.
Orbiting spacecraft, enjoying the view of a beautiful planet, reborn, shining blue. Remember when, years back, its future was bleak? Pull back from the brink. Its beauty, unique.
My Alan heard music in everything. It didn't matter what it was. You know, he could hear the milkman somewhere or the garbage man putting the garbage out or something like that, and he could hear some music in that. He was amazing like that. So his passion was to reach people through his music, and he always hoped to make a difference, you know, because he felt that music is the most powerful way to do it, and that was his life. And as Alan Finkel was a close friend of Alan's, my Alan became more interested in the science of everything because of his friendship with the Finkels.
Turning for a moment to some of his tours, and he came to the Kimberley and performed some years ago. Do you have any recollection of touring in the Kimberley and what that experience was like?
Oh, yes. That was courtesy of Dr. Bruce Livett, who became a friend. He asked Alan to perform at a concert for the Ord River Muster, and we became friends after that. He took us on a tour of the Kimberley. It was just absolutely remarkable. The first time we'd been up there, it was it was just beautiful. And the red earth and the blue sky and those ancient rock areas there, oh, just amazing. We loved it, and that's why we went again and again. We also went to Broome, and Alan performed at the Shinju Matsuri, and that was, I love Broome too. It's just, that area is just beautiful, all up around there.
You both must have been so stimulated by what you saw, the colours, the ancientness of the countryside, with Alan seeing music and everything, and you with your artistic and botanical eyes. Yeah. You must have just been exploding with enthusiasm.
We fell in love with the place, absolutely, and we couldn't wait to go back again and again. So, and Alan did some work up there too. He went to the local school, St. Joseph's, and he spoke to the kids there and played music for them, and he was very interested in
giving back, I think. He seems to give back to others and inspire others.
Yes, he loved doing that. And he just loved people. He embraced humanity, all people. He never saw colour, race or gender. He just loved everyone. And, you know, he just wanted them all to be uplifted with his music and educated as well. So that was his goal.
Some of the Environmental Symphony, the music written by Alan Zarvod. You heard there from his widow, Christine Zarvod. ABC Classic today releases a digital download and CD of the Environmental Symphony.